This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman Lin and Kelvin. And as always, with us is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So today we're going to look at an annual report by the Association of American Publishers, which revealed that the latest pattern in book readership has increased, especially for physical books. It says that physical books are increasingly outselling ebooks, and there are some compelling reasons for this.
Yeah, so even though a lot of people are jumping aboard the ebook train, I think like all print on paper is still like, you know, the champion when it comes to books.
Yes.
And this is because the publishers of books in all formats made almost $26 billion in revenue last year in the US. And out of this, print made up of $22.6 billion, and ebooks only raked in about 8.8% out of this figure. So these figures also include trade and educational books as well as fiction. But before I go, you know, slightly deeper, I want to ask a book influencer here.
Book influencer, but go on.
Lin, like, why do you like physical books? I just guessed it because you celebrated.
Yes, I did. I have been celebrating in the studio while Sean's been speaking. So I like physical books because I think the pleasures of reading books have a lot to do with things other than just following the story, right? It's nice to hold a book. They smell good. The act of shopping for them is great. Storage is an issue, but overall, I think it's hard to beat the sheer delight of having an actual book in your hands.
Right. And it lets you have time away from the screen as well, which is good.
Right. So those are some of the factors. So Meryl Halls is the MD of Booksellers Association in the UK, and she spoke to CNBC about the report, and she said the ebook bubble has burst somewhat because sales are flattening off, and she thinks the idea of physical object is very appealing, and publishers are doing more to produce, you know, gorgeous books with unique cover designs and making them very personal and like something of, you know, like something that gives you the feeling of like you're complete because you have it.
Yeah, I think a lot of book covers actually make them collectibles, you know. And there's also the fact that you have book readers who are willing to buy more than one edition of a book.
Wow.
Because partly for the cover, partly for the way it looks. So I think that's smart.
You see the influencers talking.
They choose the book by its cover.
I am a reader, not an influencer. I mean, but whatever you want to call me, Sean, sure. So another interesting idea in this report is the notion that actually millennials are killing conventional industries, but the figures show that younger people are actually also preferring print. According to studies, 63% of physical books in the UK were sold to people under the age of 44.
Yeah, correct. So the genres that did well in print include nature, cooking, and children's book. And Meryl Hall is saying people love to display what they've read, and this includes young people. And sometimes it's about decorating your home, it's about collecting and possession, like I said before, and this is something ebooks can't give, right? And in fact, it's been a decade since Amazon launched the Kindle, but at the same time, there's a lot of desire to escape the screen when people are looking for information. So perhaps we are looking at computers and our mobile phones every day, right? So she says it's harder to have an emotional relationship with what you're reading if it's on an e-reader. Hmm. So, but having said that, Nielsen Book International also found that people prefer to read crime romantic novels and thrillers using e-readers in recent years. So that's an interesting development as well.
I just wonder if that's because people just want to hide the romance novels they're reading.
Oh, wow.
Makes it easier to hide a bit.
I'm not sure what that is, actually. But yeah, I mean, by the way, just tell us, are you also a physical book forever, physical books for life person, or do you read on ebooks?
Because do you like the smell of books? That's why you buy books?
I like the flipping sound of books.
I think there's a lot that goes into it. But whenever we talk about this, people do, a lot of ebook readers do talk to us. So yeah, tell us, how are you reading your books? Is it physical? Is it or is it electronic? Again, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Now, moving on to Bursa, custom industries were declining today. Reports say it has something to do with global trade disruptions in its latest quarterly results.
Yeah, so the counter fell about 15 cents this morning. They've fallen some 57.8% in the the past 1 year, and KSM's net profit slumped about 80% in the fourth quarter. So this was due to lower demand for their burn-in testing and electronic manufacturing services. But analysts are also saying, despite the negative sentiment on the semiconductor industry amid the US-China trade war, KSM remains profitable in the past 24 months. So the counter closed 2 cents lower at 7.23 ringgit.
Sean, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.